With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new details into an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump before Tuesday's election.
A criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed leader in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact to put together a plan last month to track and ultimately assassinate Donald Trump. The contact's been identified as Farzad Shakari, who was told if he couldn't develop a plot by then, the Iranian official would wait until after the election, thinking it would be easier to reach Trump then if he had lost. Federal officials have been describing ongoing efforts by Iran to target U.S. government officials, including Trump, on U.S. soil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, foreign correspondent Charles Deledesma reports on Israeli soccer fans returning home and describing anti-Semitic attacks on the Netherlands.
Young people on scooters have attacked Israeli fans in hit-and-run assaults overnight after a soccer game in Amsterdam, apparently fueled by calls to target Jewish people, spread on social media, Dutch authorities say. Maccabi Tel Aviv fan Alia Cohen, now back in Israel. They were looking for Jewish groups. It was a group of five Muslims who approached us, looking at us. We were without the Maccabi shirts. We were wearing a black shirt like the one I'm wearing now. They did not recognize that we were Israelis, so we moved quickly to the other side of the street. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Southern California firefighters have made progress against a wildfire that's destroyed 132 structures, mostly homes. The flames were fanned by fierce winds, gusts that began easing Friday, allowing some people to return to sort through the charred remains. The mountain fire started Wednesday morning in Ventura County, grew to 32 square miles. This is SRN News. A court battle over transgenderism will continue. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A federal district court has rejected the state of Connecticut's request that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by several female athletes against the State Association of Schools. At issue is boys playing against girls in school sports. The plaintiffs say the presence of males on the field and in their locker rooms and restrooms discriminates against them and puts them at physical risk. A growing number of other states are passing laws to prevent this very problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in some states are rejecting the national trend toward legalizing marijuana. In Florida, an amendment that would have legalized recreational pot was defeated on Tuesday. It would have allowed people 21 and older to possess about 3 ounces of the drug. Voters in South Dakota rejecting also a measure that would have made marijuana available for recreational purposes. The state allowed the use of pot for medical purposes in 2020, but has twice rejected the recreational use of pot. This is SRN News. New Orleans' former Six Flags theme park is finally coming down.
Demolition is underway at the eastern New Orleans site of Carnival Rides and Buildings. The park opened in 2000 just off Interstate 10 as Jazzland Theme Park, but it went bankrupt in 2 seasons. Six Flags took over the lease, but then Hurricane Katrina struck, flooding the park and much of the city. The theme park never reopened, and Six Flags eventually went bankrupt. Proposals for development include a warehouse and distribution center, a water park, hotel, and a movie studio. John Scott reporting.
The decades-long ban of Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses in his native India is now in doubt. That's not because of a change of heart more than 2 years after the author's near-fatal stabbing, but because of what amounts to some missing paperwork. Earlier this week, a court in Delhi closed proceedings on a petition filed 5 years ago that challenged the then-government's decision to ban the import of the 1988 novel. More online at srnnews.com.